break, and we were just talking about kind of all the new things that you had to learn when you moved into a business unit as opposed to being in central research.
Right.
And one of the things I'm curious about, you had said that compared to when you first started at DuPont, DuPont had moved much more towards kind of goal-oriented research as opposed to just research that was interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering
now,
how...
Now, that was more true of what... That statement is true of central research.
Okay.
In the business units, there were always goals.
Okay. Okay. Because I was curious about how, in a business unit like the one that you had moved into, how the goals were decided,
what
and if you were part of that decision, and how much freedom there was for you and the people you were overseeing.
Okay, okay. So the desire to have a product that became commercial that had an impact on the business was the main goal of the business unit, right? So the research was very directed, and the new product cycle time would be of the order of 2 to 4 years, unlike in central research where, you know, you could take on high risk, high reward, longer horizon programs that took 10, 15 years even or more to research. You know, if you're trying to do something totally new that the world has never seen, that's going to take longer than doing improvement of existing programs. So in the business unit, the group I had was at the sector level, not associated with any one individual business, but so they had more luxury to take on slightly longer range programs, and I was certainly involved in setting the direction for that. And the big interest in those days was to look at applications in electronic packaging. What that means is, you know, the substrate that the active silicon chip sits on, and those were becoming multi-layer. They would have conductors, capacitors, resistors, all kinds of materials, and have to have some unique properties. And we were good at the materials end of it. We were not forward integrating into making the whole package ourselves. But we would have a lot of the things that surround the active material, the active, if it's a silicon chip, all the materials that surround it to make an integrated circuit is what we would make, what the electronics business unit made. And at the sector level, we were looking at you know, a variety of things that would help build those multi-layer integrated circuit packages. Some were polymers, some were inorganic materials. It was very interesting. And I remember working on some, or having a group that was working on materials for, that went into thick film paste that is green printed onto a substrate and then fired to form the conductors, to form the capacitors and the resistors and so on. And we were among the world, we were the world leader in materials for those integrated circuit packages. So I did that role as an assignment as a lab director for close to 2 years, when the same person that had brought me into electronics said, I really needed some business experience. I'm going to have to run a business unit. And I said, I just wasn't equipped to do that.
Right.
I could manage research just fine, but that's all I had ever done. Managing a business, becoming a general manager, was something very different. And why did he think I could take that kind of leap? So, well, you know, we believe at DuPont that if you want to be somebody who's going to be responsible for higher levels of technology management, you have to understand enough of what it takes to be in the shoes of a general manager. And I said, wow, I'm not sure that's what I want to do. That, you know, for people who start out their career in sales or manufacturing and then get this business immersion for become product line managers, become business managers. I was already a director by now.
Right.
And so how could I, so either I would have to go back to a very low level, which they didn't really propose to me, or I was going to be given a business management job and maybe given a small business to run first to get my feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
So they, because I had become familiar with this thick film materials business, which we call MCM, microcircuit materials business, they suggested I become business manager for that. And by now, you know, I had learned to leave comfort zones and try new things, but this again was a big leap. And no woman had had this kind of role before. But the fact that they were willing to make an opportunity like that for me with somebody so inexperienced spoke to me about their commitment to develop me and to develop my career.
Right.
And so I took on the responsibility. And yeah, I faced many obstacles. You know, the person I was replacing didn't really appreciate being given another role. Didn't think I was qualified to do his role. So there were some difficult moments. But you know, by my philosophy was, you know, I'm not going to let little things affect me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rise above it, and time will heal all wounds. And so, you know, the group was shocked because who was this person and what had she done before in business, right? But given that I was going to be there, they decided to take on the mantle of teaching me about business. So I learned from my group. I would go with salesmen to customers to talk about our products. I could talk about the technology of our products. That I could do pretty well.
Right.
But, you know, there were lots of different things I had to learn in managing a business. Managing profit and loss was non-trivial.
Right.
For somebody who'd only grown up in research. So it was a hugely educational experience. Hugely.
Now, I'm assuming that when you're talking to customers, some of your customers are other business units in DuPont, and some are outside of DuPont?
No, they were all outside of DuPont.
Okay.
Outside DuPont. I was given responsibility for the military market in the Americas.
Okay.
Not outside. It was a global business, but I was in charge of business manager for Americas.
Okay.
About $80 million business at the time. And the customers were these large defense contractors, you know. So we, for instance, would sell thick film gold for Patriot missiles, for instance.
Right.
Or copper paste for some Navy applications and so on. I remember one experience where we were having a lot of quality problems with one of our pastes, and it had a lot of black specks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to Syracuse to meet the manager in GE, the customer, who was building these circuits for the Navy. I have never been yelled at and screamed at in all my life like I was yelled at and screamed at that customer shop.
Wow.
It was quite an eye-opener for me. No idea what it was like in the real world. I had led such a sheltered life. Honestly, never grew up with having been beaten. Never physically touched, but not even abused in any language in any way. Oh, they were so angry. because we hadn't been able to solve the problem. I was holding up the U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
The Gulf War was, oh God, it was horrible.
Was it a problem you were eventually able to solve?
Yeah, we were.
I knew
we would solve it over time. You know, I told them I put my A team on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't ignoring it. We were working on it very hard. We were going to solve the problem. I just couldn't give them a date by when I could solve the problem. It wasn't something we understood why it was occurring.
Right.
Holy cow! I was sweating. By the time I got out of there, luckily the sales account rep was very experienced. And at the break, he told me, Uma, don't worry, this is normal. These people yell and scream at us every time we come. So don't worry. You'll be just fine.
And you thought, I never want to come back here.
I never want to come back here. And you know, at that time, Ed Woolard was the chairman. I'm going to tell Ed Woolard about you. Who are you? What have you ever done? Do they keep changing these business managers? Holy cow. Nobody at DuPont had talked to me like that.
Oh my goodness.
It was an interesting experience. So there were other experiences where, you know, you have to learn to take no for an answer. You know, you've done your best job to sell a product. And
mm-hmm.
That's hard.
So learning how to deal with these business units, did you also, you know, you learn to deal with customers and you learn to deal with all of the experiences. Do you also then start going to the plants?
Yes, very much so. We had a plant in Puerto Rico,
okay,
which I visited several times. In fact, you know, there were times when business was pretty good and, I shouldn't say that. Business was tight, and yet, you know, I remember putting on a lab coat, getting in line with the operators, and putting the thick film material into jars to put into the FedEx truck when it came, so
mm-hmm.
that we could get it out to the customer on time. So, it was a very interesting experience. Yeah, I learned the manufacturing process inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And could then talk more knowledgeably about the paste. And, it was a steep learning curve to learn how to run a business, but it was a very useful learning curve. And I learned as much as I could and had begun to enjoy it.
Yeah.
There was a big reorganization, and the person in charge of the global business was given the role of running the Americas, because a different person was put in charge of the global business, which was being run out of Geneva.
Okay.
So I suddenly find myself with no role. Well, now what am I going to do,
right?
You know, I went back to the gentleman that had suggested I move into this business role, and he explained to me that these things do happen, and you have the least experience of anyone in the business, so it's obvious that you would be the one that gets squeezed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't take it personally. You were doing fine, but right now we don't have another business role that's available. So the business manager for the Americas, who was my boss, got my job and suggested that I help with the manufacturing quality issues we've been having and become the quality manager for the business. And I visited Japan and, you know, learned the Toyota way, learned how they solve quality
mm-hmm.
problems, learned a lot about quality approaches to quality management in manufacturing, and that was very educational, actually. I was now a single professional. I mean, I had nobody reporting to me for that year. So it was quite a drastic change, and at first I felt, wow, you know, this is the end of the road for me.
Right.
Am I going to have to leave DuPont? But I had enough connections in the chemicals world, outside of electronics as well. Because I, like I explained to you, you know, I was had networked and
mm-hmm.
lots of people knew me by now. And at DuPont, we have these lists of people who are on a promotables list. And I happen to be on that list, so people will be watching out for whether there are opportunities they could give me. Learned a lot about manufacturing through that period. And then I got an assignment as a lab director at a laboratory at Chambers Works, which
mm-hmm.
is a manufacturing site.
Yep.
And, you know, people said to me, gosh, you're being sent to Siberia. You know, what did you do so wrong? And I remember being frightened by the manufacturing site. It was a place I'd never been in a place like that. The environment was different. But I grew to love the job. It was incredibly it was like a family. The plant was our family. And the people in the laboratory were outstanding. It was a big lab. It was a 1,000-person laboratory.
Wow.
And it was exciting because it was new. I had so much to learn.
Yeah.
And I'd done a lab director job before, except this was different now. I was on a manufacturing site. The people were unionized, you know, the technicians were,
right.
And the manufacturing people were unionized. So it was different, you know. There would be union people at my door with their grievances often. And it was over in New Jersey. It was a very different experience, but it was worthwhile.
So while you were over there at that plant, did you, the things that they're manufacturing, those were not products that you had
ever touched
before. So
right,
you're learning a whole new,
whole
you're learning
new
all about the process,
yeah.
You're learning everything, right?
But again, I was given the sector level. Now it was the chemical sector.
Okay.
And so chemical sector, I could look at more longer range things. And we were working on something where we took, we were working on intermediates for the Lycra, the spandex
mm-hmm.
business, and the chemical intermediates that go to make that product, which was very interesting. And we were working on a totally new process. And it was, the intermediate was called terephthalate. And so, when was that? In 1993, I think. So it was about 95 by now. It was 93 that I moved to the lab director job. In 95, I was asked to run the business, run the chemical intermediates business.
Oh, wow.
Now that, again, I was terrified. I had had about a year and a half of business management experience in electronics, and for taking on a chemical intermediates business with lots of issues. We were supplying internally.
Mm-hmm.
This was a business where we had a big captive market, but we also had a merchant market.
Okay.
It was like 50-50. And Lycra was a big business. It was the crown jewel in the DuPont company at the time. And so I moved from chemicals into the Lycra business, which they had never done before. They had never had the chemical intermediates as part of the Lycra fiber business.
Okay.
They put it all in one unit, and I was responsible for the chemical part of it. And we had to now take the technology that we were developing and apply it in two new plants. One in Spain and one in La Porte. So the first year went really well. I had profit and loss. It met all my objectives. Second year, Lycra took off. Business started to galloping forward. They needed a lot of intermediate, and we were just plain out.
Yeah.
Our plants hadn't started up. We had trouble starting it up. Spain was far away. I made countless trips to Asturias
mm-hmm.
and Spain. Countless trips to Texas. Texas was much easier in that we had people who knew how to solve problems. Everything was new in Spain. The people were new. The process was new. I learned the hard way. You don't take totally new technology into a new land,
right?
Which is difficult to get to. It took 2 days to get there. And, you know, problem solvers are sitting over here. How many can you take with you? So it was a very challenging experience, hair-raising experience in my life. It was an extremely difficult business assignment because I had to work with the lawyers because I had all this merchant market shouting for product, but I couldn't short Lycra, which was DuPont's
right.
jewel. And I had so many people screaming and yelling from every direction. It was a tough experience. I lost all my hair. I don't think I slept for 2 years.
Now, did the plan in Asturias, did that plan eventually
work? Well, there were parts of it that worked and parts of it that never worked right.
Hmm.
Never worked right. La Porte went really well. And Asturias became a very difficult nightmare for the business. So, you know, and every day that you're starting up a plant, you know, there's a lot of money going down a rat hole, so you lose a lot of money. And, you know, it was a big business. This was a $400 million business, and this was like the worst experience of my life. I had lots of crises to deal with every day. Hurricanes here, you know, shipping lines freezing. The French going on strike, no parts coming through. God, I'll never forget.
Things you never thought that you
I
would
never
deal
thought
with.
I would have to deal with.
Right.
You know? And I became ever more convinced. I don't know. This is not the application I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I want to manage technology. Let me out of here. but boy, I learned a lot. I learned an awful lot. I had a super team. Lycra continued to do well. I don't think I ever shorted Lycra. But I lost a lot of friends on the merchant market.
Well, in some ways, I mean, you had been business director in electronics before, but
not
in some ways this sounds like
this was trial by fire. This was trial by fire.
Yeah.
This was really throwing me in the deep end. I did not have the set of experiences to deal with this. But, you know, you learn. You get hardened by experience. And you learn to find the people who can help you.
Yeah.
And there's always people who can help. So I found the right people to send to Asturias and live there for 6 months because we had that many problems. So anyway.
So when you have an experience like this where you're starting up two new manufacturing sites, and you know when you started them, you didn't know that one of them was going to go so poorly.
God, it was awful.
Do you, even at that time, before things start to go poorly, are you just constantly traveling between Wilmington and Texas and
mm-hmm.
Spain?
Mm-hmm. All of the above.
Okay.
And you know, I had not been in chemicals when they had done the piloting of the process. And the major issue was they didn't allow the pilot plant to run long enough to collect the data
mm-hmm.
from which they then scaled up for the design of that plant.
Right.
So what could you do? The pilot plant had been shut down and torn apart.
Right.
It cost too much money to keep it running. So the pilot plant was gone. I learned And then I became an advocate for keeping pilot plants running, because you cannot do an experiment in a manufacturing plant.
Right, you need the pilot plant.
You need the pilot plant. And no matter what it costs, we're going to build it and keep it running until, but you know, it's harder and harder to get such money. And it was a very rough experience. But boy, did I learn a lot of things. Things I'd never heard of, terms I'd never heard before. And the trial by fire really is a huge learning experience. So I wouldn't exchange my experiences for any other, because they were all, you know, I look upon them as huge learning experiences.
Well, I think it's just about 11.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good time to
take
stop
a break.
For
yeah.
for the day.
Yeah, good.